Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
As you heard Eamon mention in the news, a number of social media companies have denied their platforms are addictive. During their appearance at the Oireachtas Committee on Children and Equality, Mary McCarthy is a columnist for the Irish Independent. Mary, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
So, what are your concerns around child safety online?
Right. Well, I'm very much of the opinion that younger teens should not be on social media. So I would say 15 would be a good age for them to go on it. I also think we can do both, Andrea. I think we can make these places safer, which is what everyone wants, but we should also not let kids under 15. Under 16 would be obviously better, but I'd go for, having teenagers myself, I think under 15 is probably more realistic. And the reason for that is it's just not good for them. I think parents now, especially younger parents, they're just looking around and they're just thinking, we have all these kids scrolling constantly, they're like reduced face-to-face contact, spiraling anxiety, all these ADHD, all these indicators that something is not right with younger teens. And I really do think, as a parent of teens, I've got three teenagers myself, that we really do need to increase the age to use social media. I really hate ban, Andrea. I really hate that.
It's the age usage.
And there's so many good things with social media. I personally think Snapchat is fine once you're a little older and you can handle it. 12-year-old on Snapchat, in my opinion, 13-year-old, even 14-year-old, they're just not ready for it.
Barry White is with us here as well, Mary. The fact that they're saying the platforms aren't addictive, have they explained how they police that at all, Barry?
Well, look, Andrea, executives from Meta, TikTok and Snapchat face questions from TDs and senators at the Oireachtas Committee on Children and Equality. I suppose about harmful algorithms and inappropriate content, and they all denied this morning that their platforms are addicted. However, I'm sure many parents listening will disagree, might even be astonished when they hear this. I certainly raised an eyebrow when I heard the spokespeople from TikTok saying that we're not designed to be addictive and denying that they're addictive, because I know me myself, I find myself scrolling on TikTok endlessly at times, and the next thing, an hour has passed by, you've wasted an hour of your day and you mightn't even remember what you were watching. And I'm sure that's for a lot of people. But I suppose the point that TikTok made was that they says they're not addictive, but especially when it comes to children, they're saying that there's safeguards in place, there's restrictions in place to stop it becoming addictive for children. They say that children, there's a 60-minute time limit, so they can't spend over 60 minutes of screen time on TikTok. And Richard Collar, TikTok's minor safety public policy lead, explained these protections at the Oireachtas Committee earlier.
I think we wouldn't agree with the term addictive. What we would, but that doesn't mean we don't take the well-being of children incredibly seriously. When we look at TikTok and, for instance, the recommender algorithm, for us, that is about making sure that with a platform with 100 million pieces of content uploaded every day, that is content that is relevant to the users of our platform. It's also what powers our STEM feed, which 25% of Irish teens come back to on a weekly basis, and it's what's made TikTok the number one platform for book discovery with young users. That doesn't, of course, mean that teens don't need greater protection than adults on the platform, and that's why we have 50 preset safety features on teens' accounts by default, that gives them that higher level of protection than adults. That includes the screen time cap, but there are other things we do as well to introduce friction into the user experience.
How does that work for a young person? Like, it's not like it just shuts down.
Like, so from my understanding from listening to Richard Collar from TikTok during the Oireachtas Committee today, so if a child is flicking for 60 minutes on TikTok, a block will come up, but to get through this block you enter a code. Now this may be a parental code that only the parents of the child know, so if the child doesn't know the code, then that's it. They can't go on for any longer than 60 minutes. But if the child or teenager happens to know the code, then it would just simply be
you enter in the
4-digit code and that's it. You can go on for as long as you like.
What else did you hear today at the meeting?
I suppose they were also questioned about harmful content, the social media giants were questioned about harmful content and how children are restricted from seeing it. So I suppose regarding harmful algorithms and inappropriate content, the social media companies say they're constantly innovating to tackle risks to underage users. For example, TikTok say when it comes to harmful content such as misogyny, violent, sexual and suicidal content, they try and remove it as soon as it's flagged. And they say 98% of such content is removed immediately and teenagers and children won't even get to see it. However, what I learned today from this committee as well, Andrea, is that 100 million pieces of content is uploaded to TikTok every day.
Right.
So there's still 2% of harmful content that make it, you know, past these restrictions. And when you hear that there's 100 million videos or pieces of content uploaded every day, that 2% might still be a lot. So there's still some content that is making it past these restrictions. TikTok said that they're doing everything they can to could even go above that 98%, and their aim is to go even higher. Meanwhile, Meta were also asked about what restrictions they have when it comes to harmful content. And here's what the Director of Public Policy for Meta in Ireland, Dilta O'Brien, had to say.
We fundamentally changed the approach for how teens use our services. So we have teen accounts now in place. There's two buckets within that. The content that they see within that as well, we've changed how that works as well. So we are focused now on this 13 plus, similar type of content that you would see in a movie of that type. The type of things that are, you know, ruled out there would be dangerous stunts or dangerous pranks, etc.
The design choices that the company's made to kind of really delineate between the teen experience and the over 18 one are quite clear. So, for example, teens can't be messaged by someone they haven't added as a friend or don't have in their phone contacts. And if a teen starts chatting with someone they may not know, then we serve an in-app warning, kind of prompting them to pause and consider whether they want to continue that contact.
This meeting is ongoing, Barry, throughout the course of the afternoon. Do we expect there to be any outcome from this as such, or anything to change?
It's actually ended now, Andrea. No, I don't think there will be any outcome. It was just a chance for TDs and senators to question the executives from the social media companies. They were, you know, just explaining that they do everything they can to stop children from seeing harmful content. They were defending themselves, like we've just heard, saying that they're not addictive. But I think listening to the questions, I know Sinn Féin TD Rory O'Murricu was particularly strong in this. Like, he said, how can you say that you're not designed to be addictive? Like, we've all found ourselves scrolling on our phones, and we've all caught our children scrolling on their phones. So he was kind of very critical of them on that point.
Mary McCarthy, are you surprised to hear that they're not actually addictive after all, Mary?
They are addictive. Of course they're not going to say that. But, you know, Andrea, just listen there to Barry, like, it's gone beyond harmful content, right? It's how our younger teenagers are living. It's their habits. So we're looking at their sleep, how they don't read as much, how they're not socializing, the emphasis on looks that you get on social media. So it's gone beyond we've gone beyond the harmful content. Of course that shouldn't be there anyway. Like, do these companies want a badge for doing what's the bare minimum? We want our younger kids under 15s. They shouldn't be living like they are. You know, we owe them more. And, you know, when you look at Snapchat, for instance, they've got their streaks feature. So this is, you have to contact. Let's say I text you every day, Andrea, right? And if I don't text you one day, I lose that streak. How can you say you're not addictive like that? You know, my kids would have thousands of streaks. You know, they've been on this. Like, my son as well, like, age verification. I know, thankfully, we have this on the, it's coming down the road, but my son is 17, but on Snap, he's like 29, you know. So we don't really have effective age verification yet. And yes, these companies are using AI to try and weed out underage, but they're not doing enough. And it's just beyond the harmful content. You know, it really has.
Mary Effer, who's the owner of Discovery Playtime, is with us here as well, Mary. What's your reaction, Maria, to hearing this today?
Hi, it's absolutely shocking. It's absolutely shocking. And as you're mentioning there, it's totally addictive, like the streak idea. But the problem is beyond the addiction. It's what it does to their mental health. because it's rewiring their subconscious mind, and then it's setting a direction for what they do, the way they should look, the things they should say, the things they should do, and then it creates, who am I anymore? Because I'm not being myself, and that's when they're fully developing and their brain is developing. So they can't differentiate what's real, what's not in that in their mind, and then the dopamine levels increase, and there's the stress hormone, so they're constantly on fight or flight mode, so that means they're more reactive to everything. And then again, as we said, they're all on that constant dysregulation. And then the children are naturally curious. They want to know more. So that when you get a video that could be a bit scary or things like that, that's inappropriate, they want to be curious and want to see it. And then we have this mystery thing of, okay, one more video. Maybe the next video is better. Maybe the next video is exactly what I'm looking for. And the algorithm will show them something sad, something sad, something sad, something happy. So when they feel sad, they need to see something happy to go back to a more positive energy. So that's the addiction and the algorithm piece. And then it's time taken away from what they should be doing as children and exploring and connection. And there's a study now that says that teenagers prefer to do takeaways instead of going to restaurants because they can't face eye contact with the waitress. Like, that's really sad.
I know the actual, the sort of the lifestyle or the ongoing implications of so of this, how it impacts your social skills.
Happiness.
Yeah. Rosie is on the line, Maria, as well. So, Rosie, you have a 16-year-old, is that right? How are you?
Yeah, I'm 16.
Sorry, you are 16, apologies. So you were 16 years of age and you've created an app, is that correct, to stop people scrolling?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily to stop people scrolling, but it's to stop the negative effects of scrolling. So, and I was talking to a lot of teens today, and they actually like the idea of my app because it doesn't just, you know, cut off TikTok. But basically what it does is you can go into the app and you can choose like maybe a brain teaser or some relaxing music to play, or like a color memory pattern game, or even like a positive quote or kind of affirmation. And then what you do in the app is you can select it to appear over TikTok and for it to appear maybe every 10 minutes for 10 seconds. You can dismiss it though before the 10 seconds are up. And then you go on TikTok and you scroll for 10 minutes. And when that 10 minutes passes, this little screen will appear over your video. So it doesn't kick you out of TikTok. And it doesn't, like, you know, stop the video. It does stop the video. And you do that you do a little brain teaser. And even just for 10 seconds, that's the goal. For 10 seconds every 10 minutes, if you can just make your brain think and focus and take a pause on something, in the long run, that's aiming to just reduce the negative effects of scrolling. Because scrolling, I mean, like you were saying earlier,
I know.
Your anxiety, your stress, your critical thinking, especially with people my age. I mean, it's almost a thing where kind of people in my school would brag about how they're 2 hours on TikTok or something. But it's like, I think we have to focus on the addictiveness of TikTok and of Instagram.
And they're saying sure today that it's not. They've denied even, you know, that the platforms are addictive. And when you're chatting to your own friends or schoolmates, this is obviously something they want, is it? I mean, they're looking for some kind of an app to try and prevent the amount of time that they're wasting scrolling.
I think it would definitely, like, the people I've talked to today, they do want it because, like, it doesn't stop you, but it doesn't stop you from going to TikTok. It's not like it says it hours you're off for the rest of the day. But it does. It's like, it's fun little games. It's bright and colourful. So, you know, kids and teens are going to like it as well as adults. And it's just like, what I think his name is Brian, but he was saying earlier about how TikTok, you can like make it after an hour, it stops and you need to put in a code. But like, I did that for me. Like, I used to go on TikTok and I did that where after an hour, it would show up with the code. But because I did it myself, I knew the code. So it's like, parents
what's the point
can
in
help
having
their kids, but
yeah.
teens, they want to help themselves. They want to protect their brain.
I'm curious, Rosie, you know, like as a 16-year-old, would your family or parents, would they have been strict on your use of social media or how much time you were getting to spend on it?
No, they weren't strict, but in fairness, I never really got addicted to it, to be honest. I never really had the app. I only downloaded them recently because my app Scroll Buster, which is meant to reduce the negative effects of scrolling on the Google Play Store, that's only when I've got it. Like, I did have TikTok, but to be honest, I think I'm an outlier. I actually found TikTok very boring. It must be the way my brain works.
You're too young for, well, I was going to say, you're definitely for Facebook and probably Instagram, but even TikTok now is It'll be something else next year anyway, probably.
I think TikTok's the worst of them, to be honest, because Instagram, at least you have a little break, like at the bottom there's comments or something. TikTok, it's just the whole screen is a video. And if I go into the comments in TikTok, the video just gets smaller and it just appears above the content, the comments. So I can still watch all of, you know, TikTok as I'm reading comments.
Jennifer Davey, who's the founder of Wellbeing Warrior and mum as well, is with us here. Rosie on the line too. I mean, Rosie's app sounds like a great idea, Jennifer, doesn't it?
I think it really, really does. And I think what the most kind of useful and empowering thing we can do as parents is not look to these big corporate companies to actually fix the problem, because they're going to keep putting a different spin on it to make it sound like they're doing their best. But at the end of the day, like, how are we on our phones at home? So, like, I can't tell my kids to be off apps if I'm on them all the time myself. So it's always good to kind of look at, well, how often am I on my phone? Are my kids constantly seeing me looking down at my phone and scrolling? That is something that we can actually change. And I think that's another way of looking at it.
I thought, you know, listening to Barry White, who's been monitoring the Oireachtas Committee earlier today, and he was telling us there about, you know, the policing of harmful content online. But I think the biggest thing most people are surprised at is the likes of your Meta and TikTok and Snapchat, all of these, you know, major firms, you know, saying that basically their social media platforms, they've no level of addiction to them.
That's complete and utter nonsense, though. Like, that is just such nonsense. And I wouldn't even give that kind of the time of day, because we all know that's not true. That's just not true. And I think what's really worrying is if that's the kind of stuff that they're coming out with in a press release in a formal setting, that it speaks volumes about where their priorities actually are. And when that happens, I think then you need, that's why I'm saying you need to look inward. So they're not going to fix the problem. Their level of care is very, very debatable. If they're willing to come out and say something like that, that's such nonsense. And I would just say, right, they're not really going to have our best interests at heart as parents and as people who are letting these kids have the app. So maybe ourselves, what can I do about it? How can I make a change? Because that is just so ridiculous to say they're not addictive. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like, I'm not even going to acknowledge that, but with a proper comment, because it's so beyond what the reality is.
And the point that was made by one of the executives today, you know, around having to, I think it was inputting a code if you're scrolling for longer than a 60 minute period. Like, would most children know the parents' codes in cases like this? Of course they would, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Like, I'm literally thinking of a situation there now, Andrea, right, where one of my kids, now they're not on TikTok, right, but they have plenty of other stuff, right? And I could, you know, we've all been in those moments where in the middle of something, and we're adults and we're half listening to our kids and we're there, oh yeah, the code is da-da-da-da-da, just to kind of, you know what I mean? Like, we've done it. Like, that is not a proper solution. That's a box-ticking exercise. Oh, look, lads, look what we're doing. We're putting a code in. That's not really going to change it. Like, get real.
Look,
you know what I mean?
Barry has mentioned the committee, the Oireachtas Committee hearing has wrapped up. There'll be plenty more analysis, I've no doubt, about this throughout the course of the afternoon. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's the executives from firms like Meta, TikTok and Snapchat, all before that Children and Equality Oireachtas Committee meeting earlier this morning. For the moment, though, that is Jennifer Davey, Rosie, Myra and Mary McCarthy, our own Barry White. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.